Three-game set starts on Friday, the Rangers and Nationals. Andrew Kashner going for Texas, and ex-Texas farmhand Tanner Roark starts for Washington. In the top of the fifth inning, it's already a 1-0 Texas lead before Jonathan Lucroy steps to the plate with a man on.
0-1, and the pitch swung on in a high drive, well hit left field. Way back goes Goodwin at the wall. That ball is history. Jonathan Lucroy goes deep to straightaway left. Man, he loves hitting in this ballpark. Here it comes. He takes way outside ball four, and that forces in a run. The Rangers lead 4-0.
5 first pitch tomorrow. Martin Perez against Gio Gonzalez. Here's a ground ball to short. Elvis to his right. He's got it. Sets and throws to Ruggie at second for the force on Wieters, the third pitcher in the rotation. Here's a ball driven deep out into right field. Harper going back. This is over his head. He turns to look, and it's gone. A line drive home run for Rougned Odor into the first row of seats as they hover above the Nationals bullpen. For Odor, it's his 9th home run of the year. Rangers lead 5-1.
And Profar is well off the line at third. Here's the pitch. Swinging a slow ground ball over the mound. Bush has it. Fires to first. And now the game is over.
The Rangers win despite a 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position and leaving 13 on base. Jonathan Lucroy 3-for-4, 3 RBI. Elvis Andrews extended his hitting streak to a Major League best 13 games, going 1-for-5. The Rangers win for just the fourth time in 15 games, picking up a 5-2 final over the Nationals on Friday. Here's Texas manager Jeff Bannister.
Well, it gives us a little momentum, a lot of confidence for these guys going forward, but really building on the rally from Kashner. Really felt like he threw the ball well, forcing fastball, seemed to play very big for him. Curveball struggled with the command a little bit early, but was able to stick with it, came back, was able to use a curveball for first pitch strikes late, but a lot of soft contact on the ground, but just the down and away four-seam fastball, just enough, I think, fastballs in to keep him honest. Really played well for him.
What about Jonathan Lucroy tonight? Yeah. 3 hits, got in 3 runs as well. I mean, pretty impressive at the plate.
He's been swinging the bat well. Made some adjustments a couple weeks ago. A lot calmer with the lower half, allowing the barrel to get out front. I think a more concentrated effort at keeping the fastball in the middle of the field, which allows him to get the barrel out on the off-speed stuff. And big home run for us. Also, the chipped in with a couple of other base hits, but also the last AB was a hard out to right field. Seems to be swinging the bat very well, playing well behind the plate.
I know how many of these we have. Such a quick turnaround, early game tomorrow. Any advice to your guys?
Yeah, sleep fast.
Jonathan Lucroy gave the Rangers a cushion with his 2-run shot in the top of the fifth that gave Texas a 3-0 lead. It was his 4th of the season. Here's Lucroy on his day.
Just getting some good pitches to hit, swinging at strikes, trying to, be on time. Just a lot of little things. Been really grinding, working on it, and, the work caught up to me tonight. I was able to kind of put it all together and put some new swings on the ball.
Yeah, it paid off. You accounted for 3 of the 5 runs. And then what do you think of Andrew Kashner tonight, able to go 7 innings?
Great job. I mean, this lineup over here that he threw against tonight, but, obviously they're the hottest lineup in baseball right now, probably the Astros. I mean, great lineup. And he went through them pretty easily. It was a lot of fun to be back there behind the plate tonight.
Yeah, you mentioned them. You mentioned the Astros. You're going to see both these teams on this road trip. So how big is it to get a win in the first game?
Huge. I mean, look, like I said, that's a good team over there. Really good lineup. And, Cash did a great job, getting us off to a good start and just battling and fighting through it and just giving us a chance to put runs up. And, really can't ask for any more out of our starter.
The series continues Saturday afternoon with the Rangers throwing Martin Perez against Gio Gonzalez of Washington.